I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
With Pizza Hut's new $5 flavor menu, any two or more of your favorites are just $5 each. It's Pizza Hut's best deal. Only at Pizza Hut.
The Institute of Natural Health is St. Louis's premier destination for natural health care. Tune in to Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock, and find a better way to achieve wellness.
Playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on it.
Oh, that was horrible. What happened to
my microphone? Wasn't on. I popped it on.
Either.
Losers. I popped it on in the middle of FM.
No. This is horrible. And stop the music.
FM.
Stop the music. Stop the music. We're going to edit it in. I'm going to sing "There's No Fun Left On." And then okay. We'll all say, and then okay. You edit that in. Okay?
I'll just lay us all saying FM later. Earlier in the track.
Over the track.
Got it.
Okay. There's no fun left on
FM.
Yeah, if you cut that in.
Okay. All right, that was a clean edit.
The music.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the May 3rd edition of Pinions. Thank goodness for editing technology.
No kidding.
May 3rd edition of Pinions Playhouse brought to you by First Community Credit Union. This is where I do all my banking. I love this place. I love their support of the show. If you like it, you like the show, you can thank them by becoming a member. If you're already a member, say, hey, love what you do. Large morning show in the afternoon, the yard sale on Saturday. First Community Credit Union. We'll talk more about how you can join after this.
Hey!
I was going to say the greatest control board operator ever, and then we had that happen.
Well, yeah.
I'll have to save that for maybe tomorrow. He'll become, again, the greatest. His name is Eon the Peon, and he wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. He's a member of the SIPC and NYSE, and if you have not heard from your advisor for way too long, then you should really call Mark and Jason, because they talk to all of their clients.
Sure do.
Every quarter. For their phone number or more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great now since we edited everything out. And I don't want Peon to take the blame for that, because I turned my microphone on.
It doesn't matter. They'll never hear it.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
matter.
You're right.
I have to edit all this out.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, thanks a lot. Awkward. This has to get cut out.
Okay. Go ahead.
More Peon, you're going to be editing to like 9 o'clock.
Great. Hi, everybody.
There you go.
He be Jimenez. is in charge of security. Never speaks, just laughs. Loves his job. Everybody should. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
That's the dumbest idea ever.
What?
Stupid.
What? Rat Boy. Rat Boy says we need to change it up when the introductory music says, there's no fun left on, and we go FM. He says, what should we say?
Cheese.
No, it doesn't make sense.
No fun left on cheese.
No fun left on cheese.
Oh, yeah. Track mine. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Now. Bruce asked me during a break to ask you, Peon, if you could maybe grab that segment where Norman played polka and he wrote the polka piece. Bruce said the guys might try to learn that.
Oh, could you get the Rosemary Polka?
Rosemary Polka.
Yes.
They might turn that into something spectacular. Not that it wasn't spectacular with Norman. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Their headquarters is in Chesterfield Valley, down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
We haven't done that in a while.
I did that because I got an email. Dear Frank, haven't heard you guys say down in the valley and sing that that song you sing called Down in the Valley, and I really miss it, and I wish you'd start doing it again. So, thanks for the reminder. That's written by Becky Dicklove. I get D-I-C-H-L-U-V, Dick Love.
Yeah, I guess that'd
be right. Becky?
Deichluve.
Okay, it's German. Deichluve.
Becky. What did you say it was?
Dick Love. Well, D-I-C-H, normally, and L-U-V.
Yeah.
So thank you, Becky. Thanks for reminding us to do that down in the valley. That's where the headquarters is for First Community Credit Union. Of course, they have 42 locations. How about that? You say, that's big. Yeah, it's big. They're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And there's something about doing all your banking at a credit union that you'll only really get when you become a member. Members think, and these members have, most of them, previously done their banking just at some bank. And they can tell you there's a difference. There's lots of differences, but you'll have to experience it. The way they treat you, how competitive they are with their rates, the services they offer. So think about it. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com. Stop it. What is going on here?
He wants to edit a lot of stuff.
All right, now you got more editing. We're doing this over.
Man.
Cut that out. Firstcommunity.com. Frogs, the full moon, I don't think it is. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. If you're AM and the PM, there really is only one cab company. The others don't exist, and that's Laclede. And you can download an app that's free. It's STL Taxi. It is a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
We're having a rough day, Bill. We got a lot of editing to do, so people won't hear
us. I know. I'm listening on hold, and I'm thinking, God, anything I say is going to be better than what I've heard in the last 5 minutes. I mean, let's just be honest.
I'm sure you're going to be just fine. What's going on?
Oh, I have to quickly tell you, and this is really for Ian, because I don't think you or Dan pay attention to this, but the TV show The Walking Dead.
No,
have you ever seen this, Frank?
Never watched it.
No, I don't.
You, Peon, you watch it.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. It's like my absolute favorite show of all time. It is absolutely fantastic, really? And I guarantee you, maybe 80% of the people in the audience watch The Walking Dead. And yesterday I was there, 2 days ago, I was in this little town called Senoia, Georgia, which is where they film The Walking Dead. Cool. And anybody who's listening who knows The Walking Dead, I was at the place where they have called Alexandria. It's kind of hard to explain if you don't watch the show. But on my Facebook page, the Bill on the Road Facebook page, I have some video at the set of The Walking Dead, which is pretty cool for people who follow that show. So
did you put on you put on zombie makeup and all that? You didn't dress like Walking Dead.
I did not, but I really am kind of interested. I would love to know how they do some of those special effects, because they, I don't know if you've seen any of the clips, but they stab people right in the head. And I guess those are real people. I mean, I don't know how you...
people, and they really kill them.
Yeah.
When they make the
show.
Oh,
well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, that's why it's so authentic.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's how you get realism, is actually kill them.
Yeah.
And you save money, too.
You do, because then that's one guy off the payroll.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thanks for clearing that up. Well, doctors in Great Britain have Great Britain, that is.
See, Great
Britain. I'm just like you guys today.
Spreading.
God almighty. Doctors in Great Britain have concluded a 2-day strike. They've wrapped that up. The doctors didn't get paid while they were on strike. You know what we call that here in the U.S., doctors that don't get paid? That's Obamacare. And in New York City, there's a law. Listen to this. It says you have to keep your door closed anytime your air conditioner is on. That is a law.
Where?
Passed by New York's mayor. Yes, that's true. New York City. Passed by New York's mayor and every single dad in America. Shut that door. Remember, Dad would tell you that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Edit that out. Maybe edit that out.
Oh, no, Bill, that's good stuff.
North Korea, they've had a parade the other day to celebrate their military. People that attended called it amazing and mandatory.
Yeah, that's run by that guy who dresses like Hillary.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un. Oh, my God.
Is it Un or Un? Kim Jong-un.
Un. Yeah. That is correct.
And what's his dad? Was Kim Jong what? Ill or something?
Ill,
so
yeah.
Ill he died. Now it's this other guy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And
go ahead, Bill.
Finally.
Okay.
One out of here. The former CEO of Hewlett-Packard has been named as Ted Cruz's running mate. She'll be the first female vice president if elected. Not only that, she'd be at the president's side to solve important problems, like, when the paper jams in the HP printer. She'll be there. So, without me.
Kim Jong-un. Oh.
No, we're off of that.
No.
Okay, I lied. I did not help the show at all. I'm sorry. Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Edit this out.
Okay, we will.
Okay, bye.
Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. You guys remember there was actually one other female, too, Sarah Palin, but there was another one.
Ferraro.
Yeah, Geraldine Ferraro. Yeah. Very good. Remember who she ran with?
It was...
Who was that?
Oh, man. Walter Mondale.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a big round head and with big round eyes.
What?
I remember.
What?
Mondale. He just had a big round head with big round eyes.
All right.
Edit that out.
No, leave that in.
Leave that in.
Okay. That's pure Dan. Leave that in. We have lost a longtime listener. His name was Carl Sencel. S-E-N-S-E-L. This guy, and thank you, Mark, for the email. And he said he died this morning at his home. And yesterday was his birthday. He turned 64 yesterday. Just 64.
Oh.
And he dies this morning.
Wow.
And Mark says, I met him about 10 years ago. Then I met Carl 10 years ago. And I wish I could say I remember what Carl looked like, but I don't. But anytime somebody listens to this show that with that loyalty and for that long and tells other people, you have to listen to the show. And that's what he did. He was like a representative for us. And he mentioned Mark at one time, that he was a huge listener from Springfield, Illinois. And Mark says in his email that Carl, the late Carl Sencel, was the one who got him listening to the show, and he loved this show. For those of you who might have known anybody in the family, he worked at his dad's company, Baptist Electric Company, for 20 years till it was bought out by another company. So a huge listener. RIP, Carl. And Mark, thank you for the email about Carl. I love it when people are... they tell other people. That really is how you grow an audience. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all our TV commercials for KTRS. It's not all our billboards.
No.
It's not all the advertising we do. It's word of mouth. Now, I don't do this very often. I'm very critical of commercials, and there are plenty of bad ones. But this guy who does Baron Mirror Glass and Door, I got to tell you something. I think he does a good job. Every once in a while, somebody who does their own commercials. You know, they own the business or they're the manager. 90% of the time, they're horrible. They're horrible. They just want to say, hey, did you hear me on the radio? I said, I think this guy does a good job. And I'll tell you who else I think does a good job. And I'm not sure I understand why, because they're odd. And that's the Byerly guy.
Huh? Oh, those stories.
No, Russ Patton.
Yeah.
I met that little redhead. They're, I like them. I like them, and I'm not sure exactly why. But he, I don't know. He doesn't, I just think they work. You know?
Seems
think,
like he's just easygoing and laid back. And I guess that's what you would feel like if you're right cruising
I
down
can,
the road in an
that's
RV.
That's one of the other rare exceptions to the rule where the business person does their own commercials. There's a woman who has come forward after many, many, many years. Thank you, Peon, for the story. She was attacked by Ted Bundy. For those of you who don't know, Ted Bundy was a serial killer. He was a really good-looking guy, movie star looks. And so he had no trouble luring women, and next thing you know, he kills them. He killed a lot of women. And she's never talked about this for 42 years. Rhonda Stapley, and she now says, I'm ready to tell my story. She says it was October 11th, 1974, and she was waiting for a bus, city bus, and a tan Volkswagen pulled up, and a guy in it offered her a ride, and she got in. Now, right there, I got to stop. I'm really sorry she was raped, but don't get in a stranger's car. That's number one. Okay, does that make sense? I just can't imagine getting in the car. Somebody just pulls up and goes, hop in. Where are you headed? Huh, thanks. There's just too many crazy people. But she got in. And by the way, it was 1974. It was a different time. And maybe it was a great neighborhood. And she said instead of taking her back to campus where he said he would take her, because that's where she was headed, they end up in a big Cottonwood Canyon, wherever that is, and he assaulted her. And she said she didn't tell anybody because she felt ashamed. Well, the only thing she had to be ashamed of was that she got in the car with the guy. But outside of that, it's not her. And she said it started like any other ride. She said, I'm Rhonda. I'm a first-year pharmacy student. He said, my name's Ted. I'm a first-year law student. He said it didn't seem scary or crazy or anything like a regular fellow college student. Nothing to be alarmed about. And he starts this polite conversation with her, and they drive into the canyon. And she actually thought it was going to turn into kind of a romantic encounter. Because, again, Ted Bundy was a good-looking guy, smooth talker. She says, I thought he was going to kiss me. And he said, and this is the chilling part. She says, he said to her, you know what? I'm going to kill you.
Oh, man.
And then he starts strangling her. She says he kept her there for hours. He suffocated, raped her until she was almost dead. Did it several times. He would revive her. Then he would choke her again. And she says hours of assault and torture. And he turned his back at one point, and she was able to get away. She says, I was actually able to run. I tripped and fell into a river, and it swept me away, and that's what saved my life. She says she hiked 10 miles back to her dorm at the University of Utah. I bathed, and I just never told anybody.
Wow.
Now, I know this is going to sound wrong. There's something not right with this story. One, it took 42 years, okay? I think there's some embellishment here. Now, think about this. He raped and suffocated her for hours. He would choke her into unconsciousness, then revive her, then choke her again and torture her. And she said it went on for hours, assaulted her. Yet he turns his back and she runs away. She's got the energy to outrun this guy?
Yeah, that's a little...
And then she falls in the river. It washes her down the stream, and then she gets up and walks 10 miles. I don't buy it. I'm sorry. I don't buy this. I think this is a great way to become get your 15 minutes of fame. Does anybody disagree with me? You can't feel free. Could you outrun a guy after he had raped and assaulted, tortured you for hours? Could you jump up and run and leave him?
No, and suffocated you and then choked you until you passed out and then got back.
Revived you, choked you again.
Yeah, that's... I mean, you're going to be so lethargic and...
Well, you're practically dead.
Yeah. And then to fall into the river and not drown.
Yeah.
There's no way to verify it.
Yeah.
No, you can't verify anything. No. And she says that now she's got PTSD, and she gets up in the night and feels like she needs to run because somebody's chasing her. And
maybe that did happen, but not all of the stuff that she said.
I agree with you. I think he assaulted her.
Yeah,
I don't doubt that. But I think she's 10 miles. What, do you have some kind of odometer that you knew how far you walked? Bundy was executed in 1989, and he admitted to killing 30 women, more than 30, but they are positive he killed at least 100 women.
Man.
That Bundy one and the John Wayne Gacy one, both. Those are both stories that don't seem real.
Yeah, you can't believe a human being can actually do that.
No.
But like I've said before, and my boys remember this, they brought it up the other day. I said, at any given time, and every one of you listening right now, if you're in traffic, I promise you that within a 1 mile radius of you or less, there's a very dangerous person, at least one, who has killed, will kill, is thinking of killing, or a rapist. They're within a mile of you. They are. And I know I'm right about that. Okay. Lock your doors. You're good and scared.
Man.
Yeah.
You know what I like about new cars? That the doors lock when you put it in drive.
Yes.
I love that.
I do, too.
For the women, especially, because they're, you know, more often the victims of some idiot nut than men are. But that's a great feature. Whoever thought of that? That's as good as, cruise control or lots of things. I think it's terrific. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
These four women are really good friends, three women. One is engaged to be married, one is married, and one is a mistress. She's a guy's mistress. But they're all good friends. And they're at the married woman's house, and they're watching one of these features, like on the Today Show or one of those shows, and they've got a woman on there talking about how to spice up your sex life. And she's shows some leather items, leather pants, leather bodice, and mask. And she says, this really stimulates a lot of guys. So these friends are watching it, and they all kind of look at each other and they go, let's try that. Let's just try that out. So they know where to go to that store that sells adult stuff with leather apparel. And they agree to meet a week later and share, how it went. So a week later, they get together. Now, remember, one woman is engaged to be married, one is married, and one's a mistress. And the engaged girl says, the other night when my boyfriend came home, he found me lying on the couch. I had on a leather bodice. I had 4-inch black stiletto heels, a leather black mask, black skin-tight pants. He walked over to me. He didn't even speak. He couldn't get those clothes off fast enough. I've never had lovemaking like that. The mistress said, well, that leather stuff worked for me. The other night, he said we had to meet at his office because he's married. He had to be careful. I showed up at his office after hours and everybody else was gone. And I had on leather head to toe. I had on like a leather bandana tied around my head, a leather mask. I actually had leather stiletto shoes on, tight leather pants, leather bodice, leather raincoat. Put a black leather raincoat over. Like when I opened that raincoat, he went insane. We did it for 3 straight hours. The married woman said, well, I tried it. The other night, I sent the kids to stay at my mom's, had the house to ourselves, got myself all ready because I knew my husband would be coming home from work, so I did the whole leather thing, head to toe, black leather mask, all black leather, head to toe. My husband walks in, walked right over, picked up the TV remote, got himself a beer, and said, what's for dinner, Batman?
Meep, meep. Let's get a check on traffic now and see what Tim Weiland sees. Tim?
Well, right now it just seems like it's all volume. We don't have any accidents to report at this time. So we're coming in on eastbound 40. You're slowing from Timberlake Manor through Mason. Now we're getting heavy from Lindbergh all the way in through Big Bend, and that's baseball, probably some hockey traffic coming in, even though the game is late tonight. Westbound 40 is jamming up from Compton out through McCausland. You're heavy from Lindbergh out through Highway 270, southbound 270. That was slowing from south of Page down to just past the Clayton Road overpass. Once you get beyond that, it looks pretty good. Little off at Highway 44. Eastbound 270, not bad at all. It's just a little off the pace, the stretch between McDonnell and Highway 170. A little bit slow again as you go through 367 at Bell Fountain. On westbound 70, we're running slow Union out through Lucas and Hunt. Again from 270 through Highway 94. And then eastbound 70, that's slow now between 270 and Air Flight and 170 and Lucas and Hunt. This traffic report brought to you by GAF Roofing. Roofing contractors, it's Pro Appreciation Week at Lowe's. Stop by your local Lowe's and get 10% off select GAF Roofing accessories from now through May 6th. See store for details. Void where prohibited. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Live and local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Just thought I'd help you out, remind you, Mother's Day right around the corner. If that's news to you, get moving. Know that Walter Knoll can take care of it for you. No matter where mom is, they will get it to her. Deliveries on Saturday, Friday at work, Sunday, whenever you need it delivered, they will do it. And they have not only beautiful floral arrangements, but all types of gifts in all price ranges. And they'll ship anywhere in the country, all with that Walter Knoll florist satisfaction guarantee. Don't leave mom out because she'll hold it against you the rest of her life. The website is WKF.com. Mobile friendly too, or you can pick up the phone and call them and order the old-fashioned way. 1-800-341-ROSE. That's 1-800-341-ROSE. Or stop by any of the Walter Knoll florist locations. Mother's Day around the corner. Don't drop the ball. Think Walter Knoll florists.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try to handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact. The government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. This tax hotline will help tell you about new programs to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process immediately. Call this special tax hotline today for free info at 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977.
It starts with a love song. Take me out, she says. To the ball game, he asks. It's time to check the schedule and make a date. For baseball, Cardinals baseball. Why stay home when you can chill in front of St. Louis's newest big screen and watch an award-winning drama with your partner by your side? So don't be shy. Give your loved one the world's biggest diamond. Or share a kiss with 40,000 fans and get ready for some fireworks. A date like this will always be a winner, because the best catch of the summer will be sitting right next to you, ready for baseball. Cardinals baseball. The Cardinals host division rival Pittsburgh Pirates the weekend of May 6th through 8th. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Since
since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. Now through June 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
Hey there. You see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strained, dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Whoa, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Your summer in St. Louis starts at the Muni. Worldwide Technology welcomes the Muni's spectacular 2016 season. The Wizard of Oz, 42nd Street, Music Man, Young Frankenstein, Mamma Mia, Fiddler on the Roof, Elton John, and Tim Rice's Aida. Get the best seats today. Season ticket packages are available now at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
Southwest Airlines is the official airline of the Muni.
Tide Dry Cleaners.
We're changing dry cleaning for good.
Your local Tide Dry Cleaners helps keep you looking great so you feel your best.
Tide Dry Cleaners cares about clean clothes and a clean earth.
Green Earth Cleaning is planet and people friendly.
Our drive-through pickup and drop-off keeps you in the car when you're on the go.
First-time customers always receive 25% off.
We're on Clayton Road near Circle 7 in Baldwin.
Text Tide B to 51660 to receive special offers.
That's Tide B to 51660.
Tide Dry Cleaners.
We're changing dry cleaning for good.
We'll see you soon.
Spring is here, and in St. Louis, that means spring remodeling and spring storms. Compton Roofing has been serving the St. Louis area for over 60 years and is glad to help with storm damage as well as any repairs and replacement needs you may have. Give them a call. The professionals at Compton Roofing are locally owned and family operated. Call them for a free estimate at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
Martin Kilcoyne here, and on Saturday, May 7th, the Salvation Army Midtown Family Store at 4121 Forest Park Avenue in the Central West End has their huge sports memorabilia sale. I'll broadcast live Friday, May 6th, so stop by and say hi. Go to satruck.org for more information.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober?
Well, let's hope he's relaxed. Listeners know what I mean by the word relaxed. That means he's gone through at least one bottle, usually red, some kind of red wine. We'll find out. His name is Mike Evans. He's in Southern California, where it's about 100 degrees or something today, but it's a dry heat, they say. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. And I'm going to be dining there along with my wife and, at this point, a guy named Steve, because he's the highest bidder. For When the World Cares Trivia Night, where it all goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. We're at $3,500. If you want to top it and join us at Annie Gunn's, nice foursome, get to know each other, then all you have to do is email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse in the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, where gift cards are always a great idea. Here is Mike Evans.
Give it in.
Listen, I don't...
I don't want you getting mad because I'm going to cut into your segment. You may have to dump a story or two. But I spoke with you this morning, and you, I don't know how it came, but you mentioned something to me that you did in your life. I never knew this, and I'm going to tell them what it is. And then we're going to one day take this whole segment and talk about it. Listen to this. He tells me this morning that for about 2 years of his life, he was an imposter. He was a flight attendant imposter. He got a uniform and credentials and took the jump seat to come visit his daughter in St. Louis and rode as a backup flight attendant. He was like, catch me if you can, Ralph Abagnale. Oh, is that true? Did I get that right?
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't tell you that story before.
No, you know what? There's all kinds of reasons you should have been in jail for several
years.
No, Johnny and Joe.
Being a good father, please.
Hold on. IRS, Johnny and Joe. Uh-huh. And now this. You impersonated a flight attendant, and you had a buddy who was one who got you the uniform, kind of gave you the drill about, and they asked you one time, said they were short, and turned to you and just said, you have to be on duty on this flight. And you actually got up and had to be a flight attendant.
Well, not just once. That happened several times.
That is unbelievable to me.
Is that odd?
Oh, no. I think everybody does that. I think everybody confiscates.
I know. That's one of my chapters that I very seldom ever talk about. It was many, many years ago.
I don't care. It is a great story.
Yeah. It was. I just casually mentioned it to him, and Frank said he never heard of that before.
All right. Well, one day we're going to take like half an hour. We're going to call you early, and we're going to tell the Johnny and Joe story, and we're going to tell this flight attendant thing, because I want to hear more about it.
I'll never forget the first time I tried it, because I was extremely nervous.
Well, yeah.
The first time. And I flew a coach, paid for a flight to Denver. I had like an overnight bag, got my overnight bag, went into the bathroom, went to the toilet stall, put on my uniform, and then got on a plane and flew to New York.
And free?
Huh?
Free.
Yeah.
You just show
my ID and
hold up your badge, your fake.
Make sure there was not a jump seat available.
Hold up your counterfeit credentials, and they walk you right to the gate, and you sit down in the jump seat.
Wow.
Yeah, you're smart. You didn't put on a pilot's uniform because they might have said, hey, get in the cockpit.
Yeah, I don't think that would have been good.
No, that's a great story. I can't believe that with no real training, when they said, we need you on duty here, we need an extra hand, that you pulled it off. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
No problem.
All right, what do you got for us? Give us the short version.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the star who spends most of her free time riding horses. Ellen DeGeneres.
No.
Courteney Cox.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts.
No.
Big news, as soon as John Voight saw photos of his 90-pound daughter, Angelina Jolie, he rushed to be by her side, but she still won't talk to him. Hey, they used to be waiters and waitresses. Now they're stars. All of these people had been waiters or waitresses at some point in their early career. Amy Adams, Rachel McAdams, Chris Pratt, Marissa Tomei.
Hey, I thought Angelina Jolie and her dad made up. I thought
they did. And it's an on and off again type of thing.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt, Megan Fox. Frank's favorite, Kathy Bates.
Oh, yeah.
Lady Gaga. Madonna worked for one day at a Dunkin' Donuts at the Times Square Dunkin' Donuts in New York, but was fired for throwing jelly on a customer.
That sure doesn't sound like her.
No. Movie news. That goofy Oliver Stone doesn't believe we landed on the moon. He also thinks the FBI killed Kennedy. Now he has a new movie, another far-fetched, ridiculous conspiracy film, where he paints Edward Snowden, who gave some of our biggest secrets to Russia, China, and North Korea, as the next best, biggest hero in America since Abe Lincoln. You know, somebody should tell Oliver Stone, put down the pipe, okay?
Wow.
He's an idiot. He's a moron. On a much happier note, Sing Street, which I gave 4 stars to a couple of weeks ago, is now out everywhere. It was shot in Ireland about some teenagers who started a band. I have since found out loosely based on U2's Bono.
Hmm.
New Jason Bourne movie is coming out July 29th. This one is the best of the franchise. Some say it's better than any 007. Matt Damon as Jason Bourne. I love that franchise.
That's a good one.
New York Post headline with the Indiana primary today. The polls are just closing. It's a biggie in Indiana to elect the primary presidential candidates. New York Post headline screams, Hoosier Daddy.
Oh, that's good. Hey, who's leaving? They got exit polls. Who's leaving?
Yeah, exit polls, and Trump is 22 points ahead.
Not a surprise. With
1% counted.
Not a surprise.
And Hillary is 8 points ahead with 1% counted.
That is a surprise, only 8 points ahead.
Yeah. Date in history, May 3rd, 1973, the Sears Towers opened in Chicago. At the time, it was the tallest building in the world, 1,454 feet. I think it's now the 23rd tallest
building.
It's not
the Sears Tower anymore.
Pardon me?
It's the Willis Tower.
Yeah, it is.
What are you talking about?
Is that who it's named after, really?
Yeah, no, it's Willis. Now it's the Willis Tower. Horrible. They should have left it the Sears Tower.
I know.
And finally.
I have more, but I am a professional. I would spell it out like Mike Tyson if I had the time.
Maybe you're not. You pretended to be a flight. Maybe you're just pretending to be a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe
no,
this
I've
is a ruse.
Always been a broadcaster.
This is a ruse.
Hmm. Always been a broadcaster.
And finally.
Name the name of the star who spends most of his time riding horses, Ellen DeGeneres, Courtney Cox, Carrie Underwood, or Julia Roberts?
Carrie Underwood.
I'll have to go Ellen.
Julia Roberts has a huge horse ranch in Taos, New Mexico. It's Julia Roberts. Ooh. Mike Evans. Hmm. Please take your seats. And unbuckling your seatbelt, please take...
See, he couldn't remember that. No. By the way, he wasn't drunk at the time he actually did that, and now he is. How about that, though?
Wow.
That takes some big ones.
Yeah.
Fraudulent credentials and all that stuff, and flying free as a flight attendant off of duty. Incredible. I have a terrific, listen to this email from Schaefer. I get lots of these. I get more email about Schaefer than anybody. Frank, my wife and I are moving to Cape Coral, Florida. We were moving the end of March. We were all set to drive a rental truck and tow our 2013 Explorer there. We had an accident 4 days before we were to leave. My insurance company told me that since I was able to drive it, I could have it fixed in Florida. I called a buddy of mine, ran a large auto body shop in St. Louis for a long time. He's also retired in Cape Coral. And he works part-time as an estimator there. When I asked him if he could recommend a shop there in Florida, get this, he said, do not have it fixed here in Florida. And that guy works at a body shop. He said, take it to Schaefer in St. Louis. He said, so I let them do the repairs at the recommendation of my insurance company, who immediately said Schaefer. And he said, I was then going to just fly back to St. Louis when it was finished and drive it to Cape Coral. I could not be more pleased with the finished product. It's a color Kodiak brown metal flake that they only used one model year. Not only did they perfectly match it, but they knew I had paint protect and applied at the dealer when I purchased it, and they reapplied it to the entire car.
Wow.
We are going to miss the kind of work ethic that Schaefer and similar Midwestern work ethic businesses have in St. Louis. We have not found that to be the case in Florida. And he goes on and on and on. And Gary Vaughn, I don't mind mentioning his last name, and I don't think he'd mind either, is still listening down in Cape Coral, Florida. And by the way, he says he was on the only cruise we did, he was with us. And I wondered if I remember that. Said we smoked cigars together. Well, I'm sure we probably did. Thank you, Gary. Another great testimony for Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 10 locations, SchaeferAutobody.com.
Time to get our last check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
T4 was a little bit heavy between the Maryland Heights Expressway past the Veterans Bridge. Eastbound 70, that's still running slow. 270 past the airport, you're going to be heavy again. Probably from 170 through about Lucas and Hunt, maybe opening up a little bit before that. Westbound 40, still stacking up from Grand out to McCausland. Eastbound 40 drivers, you're heavy Timberlake Manor through Mason. Looks like Lindbergh all the way in through Big Bend with the baseball traffic. Southbound 55, you're heavy from Loughborough down through Revis Barracks. And westbound 44, you're still jammed up now from Grand out through Hampton. Roofing contractors, it's Pro Appreciation Week at Lowe's. Stop by your local Lowe's and get 10% off select GAF roofing accessories now through May 6th. See store for details. Void where prohibited. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Burn and Weesey, I am so excited to be part of the Big 550 KTRS Sports Department. Listen to Jim Huer and I weeknights at 6:30. It's going to be a blast.
The Big Sports Show.
The Big Sports Show
on KTRS.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
This election year, our calendars are filling up with lesser holidays, and it's becoming a problem. There's National Lumpy Rug Day, Shrimp Scampi Day, and Bat Appreciation Day. Everything is worth celebrating with a Bud Light, but come on, Bat Appreciation Day? This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 888-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Call today and save thousands. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
The playoff push returns to St. Louis. How fans are celebrating the Blues before tonight's Game 3.
Investigating the University of Missouri, the new commission formed by Missouri lawmakers.
Tonight, an amazing story at this Red Robin restaurant. The walls look a little different because the workers took all the artwork down and sold it to help a woman fighting breast cancer.
Jacker, see the shot, stop by Miami, they score! On the rebound, David Backus, the captain, gets it. St. Louis wins in overtime.
Now just over 48 hours later from that exciting Game 2 win, the Blues and Stars ready to face off again, both hoping to end the night with an advantage in the series. And we're now about 2.5 hours until the opening face-off from Game 3. Fans fired up for tonight's game.
News 11.